You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Do you like Arch books?
I love Arch books.
Can you? But you know, I should have said that in rhyme. Sorry.
Right?
I don't know how to do that. I had to think about that for a minute. We're going to talk about Arch books and some really cool things happening with Arch books and Concordia Gospel Outreach in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at cui.edu. Joining us today, Elizabeth Pittman. She's director of Concordia Gospel Outreach at Concordia Publishing House. Elizabeth, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Hey, Andy, Sarah, how are you both doing today?
Doing well.
Excited about Arch books.
Excited about Arch books.
Who isn't excited about Arch books?
Well, maybe that's somebody who doesn't know what Arch books are might not be as excited if they don't know what they are. So what are Arch books?
Oh, Arch books are, they're a staple. I grew up with Arch books. My kids grew up with Arch books. I talk to people all over the country who have similar stories. We hear from grandmothers who are saving Arch books for their future grandchildren. But in a nutshell, Arch books are these wonderful 16-page Bible stories written in rhyme, aimed at early elementary students, and all designed to tell Bible stories in a very engaging way for our young children.
They're just a classic.
They really are.
Do you know how long Arch books have been published by CPH?
So they started out under the title of Lantern Books in 1959. And then a couple of years later, they were renamed Arch Books. So since the mid-60s, they've been a staple in homes and schools and church libraries across the Lutheran Church and well beyond.
Yeah, that is quite the legacy. And there's like books of anthologies now you can buy. I love the old ones and the artwork in the old ones. It's fantastic.
Those were such fun projects to work on when we first released those, because when they came out, you had adults who said, we grew up with these, and they remember those stories and they remember the specific Arch books that are in those collections now. So those are really a neat treasure to have.
Yeah, absolutely. How do Arch books convey the truth of God's word? Do you have like a sample of a book?
A sample? I do. I have the most recent Arch book to be released that came out. This is connected to our Lenten and Easter series theme for 2025. And this one is called The Hands of Our Lord Jesus. It was written by Megan Gramzow. And it's really cool because it's Arch books are poetry. They all rhyme. We have some Arch book authors who will set them to hymn tunes. Lisa Clark does a brilliant job at that, of setting the poetry in an Arch book to a hymn tune.
Of course.
But that's what makes them so fun, is that they really are rhythmic. And so when you're, as a parent, reading them to a young child and for the child to listen, it just kind of gets them into the story in a really engaging way. So would you like me to read a little bit of this newest one?
Yes, please.
Okay, so this is the beginning of The Hands of Our Lord Jesus. The hands of our Lord Jesus healed the sick, the blind, the lame. They welcomed little children and reached out to all who came. The hands of our Lord Jesus gently showed us how to pray. Father, you are in heaven. Please give us what we need today. And it goes on from there. That's just page one. I could read all 16, but then we'd be out of time. But they are fun. They're rhythmic. The art is well done, and the art is designed in such a way to be accurate, historically accurate. So our team of designers worked hard to make sure that we aren't injecting something that would have been out of place in biblical times. So they really do make them, the desire is to make them very, very true to God's word, both in art and word.
And there are how many volumes? How many Arch books?
A lot.
Hundreds?
A lot. Hundreds. So actually, one of the most popular gifts that we see purchased around Christmas time is we have a collection of 125 Arch books. And without fail, every year come October, November, December, we'll see parents buying that for kids, grandparents buying it for their grandchildren, someone at a church donating it for their school library. And so that's a very popular thing. So there are hundreds of titles that we've published, and well over 60 million have been sold since the 60s when we launched this program. So it's very much a classic line of books for us that is well known throughout the Christian church.
And they are so appreciated and so valued and loved because they communicate the truth of God's word, especially in rhyme. You have a story that you recently shared of Winnie. Tell us about Winnie.
This is a cool story. And this just goes to show how everyone, even a child, can make a difference and just can, with a simple idea, it can turn into something big. Winnie is a student at Christ Lutheran School in Phoenix. And about a year and a half ago, some of the CPH team, we were down in Phoenix and happened to meet Winnie. Our CEO, Jonathan Schultz, was able to hear Winnie talk. And she told the story of how she has for some time been volunteering at the food bank that her church supports. She gets up at 5 o'clock on Wednesday morning. She's at the church by 5:30. They're helping pass out, you know, thousands of pounds of food to hundreds of families in their community that come through for this food. And she had the idea of, wouldn't it be neat if we could give an arch book to these families that came through to give them more than just physical nourishment, but to give them the word of God. So she told that story and she had started doing that on her own. And so Jonathan Schultz heard the story and then he talked with Winnie a little bit and was inspired and then came back and said, what if? So here you have a young student doing something because she had an idea. The question, what if, was asked. And here we are today. And as a result of that, CPH, through our Concordia Gospel Outreach Program, started reaching out to food banks to do something similar, to replicate what was happening. And we thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if we would donate arch books and every family that came through these different food pantries could also get an arch book? Well, we are now in... we are in April of 2025. We are over 6,000 arch books a week that we are giving out through partners at food pantries and other human care programs run by or in connection with our Lutheran churches. And so it's really incredible what happened with just this one student in Phoenix. And then it's blown up into this really cool program right now.
Why was it important for you, for Jonathan, for Concordia Gospel Outreach to ask that question, what if? Why was it important to really pursue what this could turn into?
One of the things that is important to us here at CPH, and definitely to Jonathan, and I would say to a person here on the CPH team, is the impact of what we are doing. We're not simply pushing out books and getting them out and getting them off. We have the very greatest gift that could ever be given through the products that we publish. And that's the word of God. And it's such a wonderful gift that we want everyone to know it and to hear it and to have the opportunity to know and enjoy God and learn from that. And so impact really matters. And this was a chance where we realized there are people who in our churches who are volunteering and they're caring for people. What if we could come alongside them and give them, in addition to the temporal needs that they have of, you know, food, clothing, shelter, but to give them the ability to also share the gift of God's word. And that's something that's lasting. And so it's really neat when you think about how a book for a family is going to reach not just the child, but it will reach the parents that are reading to the child, the friends that come into the home, and just the ability for that impact is tremendous.
What if? Oh, good. I get to ask a what if question. What if?
We love these questions here.
What if a family receiving, you know, support at a food bank, English isn't their first language? What if?
What if? That's a question we have been asking because several of our food bank partners right now have those families who may not be English as a first language speakers. We do have some titles in Spanish now, and we are working to get those titles in-house in the quantities we need to be able to do that. So I would hope that within a year or less that we will have Spanish arch books to include in this program. I know that's something we're working towards.
How else might this program expand the reach in the next year or so? I know Spanish is a big thing. What are some other ways that this program might expand?
Spanish is a big way. Our goal is to reach 10,000 copies per week by the end of 2025. So that's the goal that we're working on right now. And part of that is identifying the partner food pantries that want to work with us. And as the stories are being told, we're getting more people reaching out saying, hey, I heard about this. And it is really cool to see the enthusiasm people have. It's been a very, there have been fun conversations to have been had. So that's the biggest thing right now is we want to expand to 10,000 and go beyond. Concordia Gospel Outreach runs on donations. It is something that is completely donation-based. We have generous customers who will round up at the end of their orders. They'll make donations at different times. And so that has allowed us to really launch this program, as well as do other outreach donations through other areas. But this program has really taken off and is taking on a life of its own. It's exciting to watch.
Well, there's no keeping it a secret now. So
shout it from the rooftops.
Tell us a little bit more about Concordia Gospel Outreach and what you've been doing with Concordia Gospel Outreach throughout the years. It's been around for a little while.
It has been around. It used to be known as the Concordia Tract Mission. And then in the 90s, it changed to Concordia Gospel Outreach. And it really is an opportunity, as I mentioned, through donations, through grant funding. We have generous people in our church body, as you well know. And through those donations, we are then able to give our books and resources that share the Word of God to outreach programs that might not otherwise be able to get them. So we've sent, through Concordia Gospel Outreach, we've sent books to seed libraries for orphanages and children's homes in Liberia and other places in Africa. We've sent books to places all around the world. Just, I'd have to go do all of the math. Like, millions of pieces of literature, faith-based literature, over the last several decades have gone around the world. Just this year already, in 2025, we've already sent out over 61,000 individual books, including through the Archbook program, but through other donations to help share God's word. So some of this is in response to disasters that may happen. Some of this may be mission programs, mission trips, those types of things. And it's all done thanks to the generosity of our donors.
What is the relationship between Concordia Gospel Outreach and Concordia Publishing House? Because you work for Concordia Publishing House.
I do.
Also Concordia Gospel Outreach. What is that relationship?
Concordia Gospel Outreach is a program of CPH. Sometimes I'll say it's kind of like the mission arm of CPH, but all of CPH is, I mean, we have a strong mission overall, and we have different things that we do in the building, but this is a program out of CPH. So it's wholly housed within CPH, works seamlessly with everybody in the building here to make that happen. So we're all under one umbrella.
How can we learn more about Concordia Gospel Outreach?
You can go to concordiagospeloutreach.org. You can email us at cgo@cph.org. Ask us your questions and we'll be glad to help.
Very good. Looking forward to hearing more about Archbooks, reaching many, many people, thousands of people each week. Thanks so much for spending the time with us today on the Coffee Hour. It's great to hear from you, Elizabeth.
Thanks to see you both.
We have more Coffee Hour coming up in just a moment. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System. Education built on God's Word. cus.edu.